Right now, we've got to speak to our man. He's covering the football. I tell you what, Andy Harper gave a scathing assessment of Bert van Marwijk and the way he played with the Socceroos and the messages he was giving them. We know it would have been different with Graham Arnold. Phil Moss knows him better than most from a coaching point of view. Be interested to see what his thoughts were on Arnie and the way he's preparing these Socceroos. 1-1 with South Korea, and they got there late. Mossy's on the line. G'day, Mossy.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah,
how
well, 1-1, very late, bit scrappy. Mistake from Sainsbury was the concern. What was your take on the game last night?
Look, I think, although it was very dramatic, I think the Socceroos certainly deserved the goal and they deserved at least the point. I was really, really impressed with the way they played. Of course, there's going to be the big question mark will be, where are the goals going to come from? It's been the question that's been hanging over the Socceroos for some time now. And if you look at their last 94 goals scored, Timmy Cahill and Milo Jednak produced 38 of them. Jednak usually from set pieces or penalties. But Timmy Cahill, you know, he needs no explanation as to where his goals came from and how important they were. So that is... continues to be Graham Arnold's biggest conundrum is finding those regular goals, but certainly the way they played, the way they set out, had all the hallmarks of Arnie and the way he likes to play the game. I thought it was a really good brand of football. We just need that end product, which, you know, we got against Kuwait with four goals. Last night, the good news is we created enough chances to score a few goals, which is a good sign. There was players in the box. It just didn't happen on the night, so... Moving forward to Lebanon, you'd like to think that we'll find the back of the net. Some of those goal scorers will get confidence.
Yeah, Phil, on that point, we've had a couple of SMSs about Australia's lack of potency in front of goal. Is there a striker or two emerging in the A-League who you feel could be the hope of the side, so to speak, going to the next World Cup?
Well, we used to joke that we wish we could make Bobo Australian.
Yeah.
And that does say something. There's no doubt, right? You know, it's the hardest part of football is scoring goals. It's the part that, you know, at the end of the day, you can be as complicated as you like about football, but our game is about scoring goals. And that's why strikers the world over that can score them get paid the big bucks. But look, there will be players that emerge. Tommy Juric still, I don't think, has hit top gear. And I think players like Tommy Juric, Tommy Rogic, Leckie, Cruz, Aaron Morley, I think those guys have all got goals in them. And I think the way Arnie likes to play and the numbers he likes to get in the box and how he puts together his attacking patterns, I think will suit these guys. And excuse me, I think what we saw from Tommy Rogic in that first half an hour last night, I haven't seen the guy play better.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's a sign that he's thriving under Graham Arnold's tutelage. He brought him into the A-League with the Mariners, if you remember, from indoor futsal. And I really think players like that will really thrive under the way he wants to play.
Okay.
The unfortunate part of that, though, Jimmy, is that we haven't got a lot of time. We've got one more game on Tuesday, and that's pretty much it going into the Asian Cup. So it's not like he's got a lot of time to bring the best out of those guys. He's just got to instill belief, and those patterns that you saw last night will continue through to the Asian Cup.
I mentioned that those comments that I heard from Andy Harper. It was scathing. It was so strong about Bert van Marwijk and the messages. Did you get the same sense from van Marwijk? And you know Arnie well, and obviously it's a very different feel, or certainly a very positive feel, that he would bring into a dressing room and on the training paddock.
Yeah, I tend to disagree a bit with Harps. I think Van Marwijk certainly, he's at the other end of the spectrum to Ange Postecoglou. He focused, you know, almost entirely on defence and making sure the structures were right when the Socceroos didn't have the ball. And I think that brought a bit more balance for Arnie to work off, if you look at the platform for him to work off. And he said that he's not going to come in and change things. He's just going to add layers. And to be fair, after the game last night, Arnie took full responsibility for the goals. We haven't really worked on things without the ball at the moment because we've got to get our patterns and our continuity, our combinations right with the ball. And that's a sign of his mentality. It's about what they do with the ball. But he'll certainly work on things leading into the Asian Cup in the camps that he has about what they do without the ball. But I think Van Marwijk set a defensive platform that the Socceroos can work with, because you've got to be hard to break down in those big tournaments when the games come thick and fast.
Yeah, no, fair enough. And speaking of the Asian Cup, Phil, one of the decisions that Arns has had to make is next Socceroos skipper, and I guess it came down to Mark Milligan v Trent Sainsbury, and he's gone with Mark Milligan.
Yeah, that's right. And look, if you break it down and take the emotion out of it, it's a logical decision. You know, at the end of the day, Millsy was toying with the idea of retiring after the World Cup. Some discussions and a move to Hibernian in Scotland made him flip on that decision and stay with the Socceroos. And he's been to four World Cups. He was the captain of the Olympic team back in 2007 and 8 for the Beijing Olympics when Arnie and myself Arnie was the head coach, I was his assistant, and he's a fantastic leader. So it makes perfect sense that going into a big tournament like this, when there's not a lot of time to prepare under the new coach, that there is some stability, because they've lost a lot of experience. Timmy Cahill, Jedinak, those types. You know, it's hard to replace that, but Millsy has that in spades. He's a very influential player on and off the pitch, so it's a big tick for me.
FFA AGM tomorrow. This has garnered a lot of interest, a lot of press around this. There's been a fair bit of cattle trading, I think is the term they use around that. Craig Foster, who was a very high-profile candidate, has pulled the pin at this point. Are you confident, and you know this a lot better than I do, are you confident that they're going to get a board that is going to be able to take the game forward in Australia and satisfy everything from a FIFA point of view?
No, I'm not, Jimmy.
Right.
And it pains me to say that. I was really looking forward to Craig Foster getting across the line, I have to say. And Fozzie's, you know, he divides opinion.
Yeah.
Like most high-profile identities in their respective sports, because they have to be opinionated. They, you know, they have an agenda to deliver off. And I thought all the noises coming out of Fozzie's mouth were very good, and had the game's best interests at heart.
Yep.
And I think we're at a stage where we needed a football person, a dyed-in-the-wool football person to lead us forward. So I was really disappointed to see that news on Friday night. Danny Mullis is probably the next best football person, if you're looking at that. And Heather Reid from the ACT also has been around the game for a long time. But I just think there's a real opportunity missed there with Craig Foster. You know, he obviously thought the political manoeuvring going on behind the scenes just made it impossible for him to get across the line at this stage. I think you'll see him, you know, running our game at some stage down the track. Now it's obviously not the right time for him, but I thought it was the right time for the game.
Mm. Got to fly, mate. Got the news coming. We do appreciate that. Hopefully next week you'll join us in the studio. I'm not sure what the issue was this week, however, but
there was no room in there this morning for me, Jimmy. It's a full house for a change.
That's right. Raymond's back. Raymond's back. Yeah, you make
thanks
a very
for holding
good point.
The fort last week,
yeah,
Phil. Too.
Yeah, do appreciate that.
Absolute pleasure, mate. I brought it home with a wet sail in the last half an hour.
Outstanding.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, guys.
Okay, see you, Phil. We'll speak next week. There he is, Phil Moss, our football expert. Just on the Asian Cup, Iran, equal favourites with Japan at $5, South Korea at $5.50. So a strong side that Australia were playing. $7, fourth in the line of betting. The Socceroos for that tournament at tab.com.au.